All right. Purrs, chimes, and the Bella. All right. Okay, this is for posterity's sake only. I've got the 21st. I didn't even record this on the day. It's recorded on the 21st, trust me. Look, hey, did you really give up what you had to give up? I kind of haven't, and it's kind of getting me, you know. Positive health does have its benefits, though, so we really need to, you know, talk about how we're going about these things and what we're doing with this. This is Shane here with DailyAstroCat.com, and today we've got, let's see, it's Sunday, it's the 21st of April, and we have the moon was actually in Libra all day long. Now, that's big justice stuff, right? Yeah, it is. We always tell you that stuff, right? And so Monday's going to be quite interesting, and you know, just keep your eyes peeled for that stuff. You know, I write this ahead of time, and I didn't really write anything specifically for this, but I did happen to write out that, you know, obviously, this is what I do on Libra moons, is I always look at that justice part of things. And for some reason, it just works out that way, doesn't it? We have Mercury conjunct with Chiron today. That puts very much the emphasis on health. We also have the Sun square Aquarius. So you know what? There's some things that we may have changed up that aren't working for us, or that maybe there's changes that weren't that were ill-advised that we made back when this Pluto first exited Aquarius, back in January, yeah? I know for myself, I pretty much went omnivorous, and that was a mistake. I'm back to getting back to a vegetarian diet. Did some dairy. I'm going to cut that out, too. We're going to see if this doesn't improve some of the health situation, and just to see what it does in general. Carrie and I have done this off and on for years now. Believe it or not, this summer, it's going to be 20 years for us together. We only just had our second wedding anniversary, but we've been together for 20 years, come just about her birthday in July. So this is going to be very interesting. Now, with that being said, let me see what I got here. I am so not ill-prepared, but could be better prepared, that's for sure. Let's do this. Look, it's Sunday and the moon in Libra is humming all day long. There's an energy between Uranus and Jupiter, and that is still just going, right? Yeah, we have to make up our minds. What are we going to do? How are we going to change things up? You know, what is the one thing that you can do to change things for you right now? Now, I had my birthday on Saturday, which was yesterday. It was not my birthday. My birthday is March 27th, but it was, we actually celebrated a grandson's birthday and my birthday. And I got a book, and it's a very interesting book. And it was health related, which is very timely, right? With Venus conjunct Chiron, you know, the girls, they were definitely thinking about me. So the book is on health, and it's about diet and eating, and that's what we're looking at. So hey, look, Black Moon Lilith and Venus, we got all that stuff mixing together. Look, the book tells you one thing, but you know what? Most people are going to look at it and say, I can't do that. That's vegan. That's vegetarian. That's this. That's that. Look, why do we want to allow others to contain and label us, huh? You know, do I eat a vegan diet? Sometimes. Do I eat a vegetarian diet? Sometimes. Do I eat meat occasionally? Yeah, I have been, but I'm going to get away from it because it just doesn't do for me what it should do. You know, I may do dairy and I may do eggs, but eggs haven't been the greatest either. So I haven't been doing that either. It because my body is starting to say, no, I don't want that. No, if something changes and then the eggs start agreeing or something like that, then I can do that. But right now, everything indicates that that's not a good option for me. And, you know, to knock out dairy is another good thing. This isn't to tell you what you need to be doing. It's just to remind me of what I've been doing all along, off and on, you know, at least, goodness gracious, you know, practically 30, 35 years off and on vegetarian, okay? So, our color, Well, first of all, our keyword is acceptance, because we have to accept ourselves how we are and not by how other people want to define us, okay? The color is an agreeable plaid, and I'm thinking more of like that pinkish, pinkish, greenish, kind of like a feminine plaid, okay? Now, practical Taurus energy can't get down to business if it doesn't honor itself. To begin, we need to shed the skin that is our facade and become the form that you are destined to be. You do this by subtraction. And, you know, this heavy kind of vibe needs an earthly tether. You got to serve humanity and not alienate them, okay? Short-sighted gain at the cost of others is pretty reprehensible. And choose to be present and connected to those you love. This will ground us and make us kinder overall, even. Yeah, don't you think? So, purportedly, in 753 BC, Romulus and Remus founded Rome. That's the traditional date given. And the birthday today is one Iggy Pop. I could have done Robert Smith from The Cure. I could have done a bunch of them. But it's Iggy Pop today, 76 years old. He's born in 1947. In Muskegon, Michigan. You know Iggy Pop, right? He's called the godfather of punk. He was with the Stooges and he did his own thing. It's that lust for life thing that you hear all the time. Our color is agreeable plaid, and the key word is acceptance. Today is a six. Happy astrocatting, and thank you.